You are now listening to the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks internet radio program on strangelabel.com.
Shittier.
Shittier.
Welcome to the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks internet radio program. I am Mike. I'm joined by my co-host, Drunkard STL, on the Twitters.
Hey.
And via Skype, the king of pranks, the albino alligator, Mr. Travis Hulse.
Hello, and thank you for having me on the show this week, Mike.
Phone number to contact the show is 636-487-HAND or WFOD show on Skype. Guys, we have one hell of a program for you this evening.
Do we?
There's a lot to discuss.
But will it be one hell of a program?
For the program to begin, I'm happy to be here this week, fellas.
Are you happy to be here, Travis?
I'm happy to be here this week on the show, on WFOD. I'm excited to talk about all the current topics and that, all the things that you have scheduled for the week.
Travis.
We're glad to have you, Travis.
Thank you very much, sir.
The first thing that we need to get to this week are your things that you've wanted to talk about for the last 2 weeks.
Okay, thank you so much for throwing the show to me.
Travis, I want to get to all of your things because we've neglected you.
Okay, well, I appreciate that you want to talk about the things that I had written down.
Drunk Travis is being weird. He's being weird.
A little bit.
Travis, why are you being weird?
He don't want you to yell at him.
We're back. We're just today back on iTunes, and I want to not do anything wrong so as to get kicked off iTunes again, because I feel like trying to get back on iTunes was living hell.
It was rough, Travis. It was a rough week. I felt like I kind of had to tuck tail a bit. Like I sent them a real long diatribe. I was really laying it out to them. And then I deleted it all and just like said thanks back.
I feel like we talked to too many people and I feel like everybody was not helpful. And then all of a sudden somehow you got to the right person to help us out. And I just don't want to go through that again.
Travis, the man told me that our titles and descriptions had curse language in it, which was not the case. I found one damn in our archive,
and is damn really a curse word?
I replied back, man, I found one damn. Did you kick us off the iTunes for one single damn? And he wrote back, no, actually, I found three instances of you using the word shittier.
And not even in the title, but also just in the description of the program. So it wasn't WFOD episode number 289, the shittiest one or the shittier one. It was in the description of the episode.
Right. And you know what? I searched for the word shittier and I found one result. It was the episode with Sean White when we were talking about how the snowboarding Sean White was a shittier Sean White than our Sean White. And that was the only one I found. But he said there was three. He said there's three shittiers. So I spent hours, Travis, combing our entire archive manually looking for those other two shittiers. And I could not find the other two shittiers. And so I don't know if it was a test or what happened, but I never found them. I just replied back, guys, I found the one shittier and I fixed it. And they said, okay, you're back on iTunes now.
Yeah, I feel like the whole of the interaction, once you finally got somebody who would actually conversate with you like a human instead of being a robot program to say, look at this fact that I have linked to you here. He finally was like, you asked him, you said, is there any offensive languages or words that I should be on the lookout for? And he said, no, we don't have like a list.
Yeah, I wanted that list. That list would have been pretty great.
He straight up said, there's no list that you should be looking out for. But just so you know, I found three instances of the word shittier in your descriptions. once you remove those, I would be happy to reinstate your podcast. You did go through the motions and comb through all of the descriptions, and you said you did find only one.
I found one shittier, Travis.
One shittier, and you said that. You said, hey, Tim, I believe his name was, I only found one shittier. Is there any way you could help us out here? And then you got Tim's coworker who said, hey, I'm gonna be working with you on behalf of Tim. You're good to go. You're back on iTunes.
Yeah, he just said, you're back now. And don't you feel like Tim kind of was selling us a bill of goods? I feel like shittier was it. I Googled shit on iTunes. Lots of results.
There was a lot of results.
There's shit show. Just shows called shit show. There's a show called Holy Shit. And there's lots of variations of shit. And I don't know how saying shittier in the description would get us kicked off. I just feel like that was just what they told me because they didn't have a better reason.
It didn't seem like anybody really had a reason the whole time we were trying to talk to them at all. And I just don't want to make Apple mad again. So I'm going to mark my P's and Q's. I will like to be on my best behavior this week.
I would say it's probably good that we figured it out when we did, because who knows how long we were actually off iTunes.
Anchor in the chat said that's why we don't put descriptions on iTunes, and I would like to say Anchor hasn't had to put a description on iTunes in 2 years since the last time we released the show. I'm sorry if that offends Apple.
Zing.
No, Travis. What? Now he's gonna reply back because this is they always like mention their show. They're like, well, we don't put descriptions in iTunes. Like every week, Anchor makes sure to mention that he has a podcast. But then he says, oh, guys, we put our shows up on YouTube. And I was like, oh, okay, not on your RSS feed. You know.
To be fair, though, many of our young people today listen to all of their audio directly from YouTube.
Directly from you. Maybe we need a YouTube presence, Travis.
We could save a whole lot of fees if we just went directly to YouTube.
Just go straight to YouTube. Yeah, we won't even post the shows on podcast things.
Off of YouTube. I think there's like websites that'll do that for you, and then we could just like release it on Twitter or something. Or
see,
Tumblr.
We want the people that subscribe to us on iTunes to know that we put out a new show. So what we'll do is we'll put a minute long clip on iTunes telling them to go to check it out on YouTube.
Here's a preview of this week.
And then we'll send them to a YouTube link, and the YouTube link will be a minute long too, because you can't probably play most of our show on iTunes because we play copyrighted music and stuff. So we'll have a YouTube clip telling people to go get it from Vimeo.
Mike, I don't want to have to go through the same thing with YouTube and Google as we did with Apple and iTunes.
Travis, this sounds like the way to do it. See, the key to success is to make it as difficult as possible for people to download your content.
Would it also be fair to say that the second best thing to do to really get your show out there is to never promote that you're doing an episode and only have an automated Tumblr link saying that there is a new episode without any comment on it whatsoever?
These are good tools that we've learned from our peers, Travis, on how to get the word out about your podcast. Make sure to post it on YouTube and nowhere else.
Paint a rock.
Don't tell anybody it's there. YouTube really does segue in me. I have just the one thing. The other one is outdated, and I don't want to talk about it anymore. But the one thing that I did want to talk about for the past couple of weeks, last week especially, but that turned into the Napier anger hour.
Napier anger. Napier's not joining us this week, guys. Napier told us that he is taking a hiatus. That is the only information that I got.
I thought I was the only one allowed to take a hiatus.
He is taking a hiatus. So,
well, you're, it's not that you're allowed to take one. It's just that you say, I'm not going to do the show for a while. So, I mean, what can we really do?
Yeah. I don't know if you know this drunk, but I can't make any of you do the show. I mean, like if you tell me you're taking a hiatus, I don't really have any recourse. I can just publicly shame you.
Yeah. I could just like not dial in on any given week. It would be nothing Mike could do about it.
I mean, I think I have Travis's mailing address, but the likelihood that I'm going to drive all the way out there to make him do the podcast with me, I don't think it's going to happen. I mean, he's pretty safe. Travis could probably just disappear, and we would have no way of getting him back.
Right. I I could unfriend you on Facebook and delete my Twitter, and that would be pretty much the end of our acknowledgement of each other, I think.
In the chat, Michelle, if you didn't listen to last week's podcast, it got a little heated.
Yeah, don't bother, really.
Michelle in the chat said, after he yelled at your wife, that's probably for the best. Napier called my wife to tell on me that I was being mean to him. That's what she's referencing there. He was on the phone with her for a while after the show was over to air all of his grievances, all of the times that I wronged him in our friendship.
Would you like to divulge any of that conversation? Or?
I made his wife cry like 10 years ago when they first started dating. he brought that up because,
sorry, Rabbit Poundings, on behalf of Mike.
We would go out to dinner after hockey games.
Right.
And she didn't want to go out to dinner with the rest of the hockey team, so she would tell Napier, I want to go have dinner somewhere else. And I called to yell at Napier because I wanted him to come. It's really the same thing. It's like it's the same topic.
Did he tell you that he had the poops, though? Or?
And I made it. Like, yeah, it's just like our entire relationship is a series of, like, me trying to encourage Napier to do things and him not wanting to do them.
It's like two-way battered wives syndrome, it feels like. It's like everybody's got their beefs, and and they come out in different ways. Some people need alcohol to fuel those tirades, and some people just carry them with them throughout the day.
Right.
Well, I guess the true question is, did you guys kiss and make up?
No. I mean, I don't know. I don't know. But yeah, it is what it is exactly right. If he comes back, good. If he doesn't, okay.
It'll be unfortunate.
I can't make him. I'd rather he do the show, but if he doesn't want to, I'm not going to make him.
Indeed. So
that's where that's at. Travis,
yes,
you need to get to your topics. I went to them, Travis, and you diverted me.
We never did, and then I tried to get him in again. I felt like we had a good segue into one of them, but they would just keep getting distracted.
Shitty.
So
speaking of YouTube,
is your topic YouTube related, Travis?
Yeah, it is YouTube related, and I'm not sure if either of you are familiar with this internet sensation. And I say that because millions and millions of people are into this thing, and it's just like those Pootie Pies and Logan Pauls and there's like a Shane Dawson. There's a whole different weird subculture of people who are into these YouTube things. And for some reason, somehow I got attracted to this Poppy. Have you heard of Poppy?
I have not. Laura watches Tati. It's a gal that puts on her makeup, and you watch her put on her makeup. And
it's like makeup tutorials.
Yeah. Makeup ladies send her like their makeup, and they say, hey, try this makeup. And then she tries it, and then she says whether it was good makeup or not.
Well, that seems to be way more valuable than this poppy person that I found on YouTube, because
is it a Spanish gentleman?
No, it's a gal. It's a blonde gal. She makes YouTube. Apparently she's like a singer songwriter as well. I never listened to any of her music that she has posted, but she's like this muted little muttering thing that has vids that last like between 30 seconds and a couple of minutes. And a handful of weeks ago, I watched like three of them in a row and immediately felt like Tom Cruise in Vanilla Sky, where you weren't really sure what was real and what wasn't. It was like a weird surreal reality thing. And she's got videos on there that are anything from they're titled "This Is a Hat," and it's just her against the white screen. Sometimes she looks at the camera and sometimes she doesn't. But it's like, this is a hat video, and so, like, fame is important. And she actually has a video on her page that says, why does Selena Gomez have so many followers? And that video has, like, 2.6 million views.
Does she answer the question?
No, she just asks about it. She just says in her muted little weird culty voice, why does Selena Gomez have so many followers?
And that's it?
And she looks at the camera and she mutters a little bit and she says it again. And she says things like, is it because she's so pretty? Is it because it's so creepy and weird. And the gal is very attractive, actually.
But kind of spooky,
but extremely spooky. I cannot explain it. You have to go and look at Poppy on YouTube.
I don't like it.
So is this Poppy? Poppy?
No, it's Poppy. It's Poppy.
We're looking at Poppy, Travis. We're looking at Poppy.
Yeah, her manager or agent.
I hate Poppy. I'm turning Poppy off. Don't like it.
Her like agent or manager is like this weird Nordic looking guy as well, and his name is Titanic Sinclair. I actually looked into him a little bit more and watched them do interviews and shit, and she doesn't break character.
Titanic Sinclair, is that an Asian guy?
No, he's like a Swiss. He looks like he's from the Alps or something. Does
he say Nordish?
No.
Nordic.
No.
Nordic.
That's because when you don't speak, you don't pay attention to what everybody else is
saying.
Don't
you start with me drunk.
But I found Poppy, and I'm, like, extremely creeped out by her, but also kind of drawn to her in, like, a weird way. And, I mean, I don't know if it's the whole moth to the flame adage, but I found myself thinking about her a bunch. And at actually that same day where I felt weird after watching a few of her videos, watching a couple more of them. And now I get YouTube alerts. So anytime I get a YouTube alert,
so
I
you subscribe. You smashed that like button and subscribed?
I never hit the subscribe button, but YouTube's app now just suggests shit based on things that you looked at before. And, so when they do suggest it, I look at it. So that's...
Is it kind of hypnotic almost?
It's like extremely hypnotic.
You get
it's like
sucked into it, and then hours have passed, and you don't know what happened?
That's exactly what I felt like after I watched three of her videos in a row. I watched them, and I was enthralled by them. I didn't know what I was watching, but by the time I was done, I felt like a different person.
Do you think that Poppy will come on the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks internet radio?
Fuck yeah, she will.
Oh, no, she has millions and millions of followers.
So she's too big for us, Travis?
She's quite big.
Poppy.
And that's why I don't understand like this weird subculture of people that so many people are attracted to all of these things, and I have no idea. Like, her earliest video, where it seems like it's gotten plenty and plenty of views, goes back like 2.5, like 3 years. She's been around a long time.
Well, it really is like a this trend of just people talking into a camera in their bedrooms about whatever comes to their silly mind, and you just sit there and watch them. There's lots of them. I see them all the time. And we were talking about that mukbang and that blonde gal that just sits in her car and eats 7-Eleven burritos and films it, and they have millions and millions of views. People just watch that gal sit in her car and eat a burrito.
I wish I could have an explanation for this. Like, what is it just because they put out content every single day, and people, like, whether it's good or not, they're just like, oh, I've seen this before. I know what to expect. I'll watch another one. And they just continue to do that. Poppy has some production value. It is just her on camera at any given time with, like, one or two props and wearing a different outfit. But if you look at that, it doesn't look like it was something done in somebody's bedroom. I mean, there's proper lighting. It seems like there's some sort of production value.
So Poppy's got a team, is what you're saying.
Oh, she's got a team. There's people behind this Poppy persona. It's extremely weird.
Drunk. Need a YouTube presence is what we need.
Okay.
Need a YouTube. I need to get the drunk cam.
What we need to do is we need Drunk to study Poppy, right? We need him to watch hours of Poppy videos, and then we need to, like, copy that, but with Drunk.
Just make Drunk Poppy videos?
We need to take every single video that she's done, and we need to just replicate it beat for beat, but with Drunk.
Well, they do reaction videos. Like, you can still watch the Logan Paul suicide video, but you just watch other people react to it. And then it's down in the corner. Like, they pulled his video, but there's hundreds and hundreds of people that make these reaction videos where you can watch their reaction to watching the video. And that's a thing, too. We could make reaction videos. We'll react to people reacting to the Logan Paul video.
You know, the funny thing, and that's not ridiculous, and that probably actually exists already. The first time that I was ever aware of reaction videos on YouTube, which I still feel is ridiculous, like, who gives a shit what you feel about watching that video, but the first time I was ever aware of a reaction video is when I couldn't find Two Girls, One Cup on the internet, but you could find
thousands
of Two Girls, One Cup reaction videos.
Yeah, a lot of people going, ooh, she's eating the poop!
Oh my God, and now she's eating it. She's spitting it in her mouth.
The big thing on the internet this week is people eating Tide Pods drunk.
Yeah?
See,
Are they idiots?
Yeah, they're idiots. Yeah, yeah. The silly people eating the Tide Pods. And see, what happens is all the news sites, they had a bit on Saturday Night Live this week about eating Tide Pods. All the news sites are promoting that you shouldn't eat Tide Pods.
You shouldn't eat Tide Pods.
Even Tide had to get to Twitter and make a video saying, hey guys, Tide Pods are not for eating, they are for cleaning your clothes.
All these folks, they show up and they say, hey guys, there's so many people out there eating Tide Pods right now, but we're telling you, you definitely shouldn't do it.
I can't even use Tide to clean my clothes. It gives me a rash.
Gives you a rash? Yeah. So you shouldn't eat it, for sure.
So it doesn't work for me either. Tide is not my brand.
But they said in all of 2017, there was 53 documented cases of people going to the hospital reporting that they had eaten a Tide Pod and got
sick. Tide Pod challenge.
In 2018, they're at 39 cases. Yeah, and it's probably going up because now everyone is talking about people eating Tide Pods, and like, guys, all these people are eating Tide Pods and you shouldn't eat Tide Pods. And probably a lot of people hadn't even considered eating Tide Pods, but now all these people are eating Tide Pods and we're hearing about it. And doesn't it make you kind of want to eat a Tide Pod just to try it out?
No.
And I feel like this is like completely a conspiracy by Procter & Gamble. I posted a tweet earlier today.
You think they're in on it?
Did you see the tweet that I posted earlier today? It just showed, it was pictures, and it was them premiering, like, CNN saying kids are taking the Tide Pod challenge. And I looked up who made Tide Pods, and it was Procter & Gamble. So I looked up on my little Robinhood app, which is a stock market app, what Procter & Gamble's stock is doing. And in the last 3 months, they are trending up extremely high.
Because now they're in the candy business, Travis.
They're doing very well these last 3 months and have only been going up. So
somebody pulled out a 2012 Chuck Schumer quote where he said they shouldn't make them look so delicious.
Sure.
Do you use the pods?
When we briefly got into couponing.
Yeah.
Drunk.
How did that go for you?
And
you got 15 things of mustard upstairs.
we did go get some Tide Pods when you could get them for pennies on the dollar,
uh-huh,
with the couponing.
Sure.
And haven't really used them. Don't like them.
Yeah.
Don't like them.
I don't use the pods for the washing of the clothes, but I do for the washing of the dishes.
Drunk. They're pouring a little liquid in the cap. You dumping it in the wash machine. Not a big deal.
No, I buy my laundry detergent 5-gallon bucket at a time.
We talk about the convenience. There's no convenience. It's silly.
No, yeah. 5-gallon bucket. It's the way to go.
Don't even get Tide Pods. They're dumb.
I agree. But I do get the pods for the dishwasher.
I used the dishwasher pods one time. And,
has anybody eaten those?
It was the same reason that Mike used the Tide Pods, because my wife is a couponer and she got them for like 50 cents. And I do have to say, I really enjoyed using the pods for the dishwasher.
I feel like they work better than the loose powder or liquid that you would get.
I'd have to say so, but I'm unwilling to spend the extra money.
They are a hair expensive, yes.
They're more pricey.
They are.
In the name of convenience. And I don't think they do as good of a job. I feel like they leave a residue. You know, they don't dissolve all the way. There's still Tide Pod left over.
Sure.
And I don't need convenience, guys.
Could that be a product of your wash machine, though?
Probably.
Well, you could say, too, that all that plastic dissolves and everything, but I just feel like there's like a nagging feeling that plastic's getting stuck somewhere that's going to cause me to buy a dishwasher or a laundry machine way quicker.
You got to dig up the fucking pipes in your basement because they're fucking clogging those motherfuckers up. That's the bigger fear.
Right. Not interested.
Do you think that there's a way that Procter & Gamble created the eating Tide Pod controversy just to get everybody to talk about Tide Pods?
Yes, that's exactly my point. I feel like they drove the controversy. They had somebody in marketing create the meme, come up with the Tide Pod challenge, because they do look pretty appetizing. At the very least, they look like toothpaste. So, like, why not try it out?
It's the sexy thing to have now.
Right. And now...
And yeah, I mean, you're not going to eat them. Tide Pod
challenges. No.
But everybody's talking about Tide Pods.
Yep.
Next time you need laundry detergent, you say, maybe I get some of them Tide Pods.
Not doing it for Stunt Month.
No, at the very least, somebody if they never used them before, quite a few people bought Tide Pods at least one time because they heard about this Tide Pod challenge.
Had never heard of Tide Pods. Now they know about it. It's now in the zeitgeist.
Okay, so now what we need to do is we need to create the WFOD challenge where people are hurting themselves listening to our show, something. We need to create some kind of brand awareness, which is harmful for people.
WFOD reaction videos.
There you go.
Actually, we have one of those. Liquid listened to episode 1 and made a reaction video of him listening to it.
Was it bad?
I mean, it was like a dude sitting at a desk listening to our podcast.
No, it was episode 1 bad.
Probably.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It was bad. It was the first one.
It wasn't even a reaction. It was like a full episode commentary.
There's no commentary, Travis. It's just Liquid sitting at a desk listening to the show. And every now and then, he puts his hand on his chin.
We need 4.
Like he's thinking.
100,000 more people just like him to do the exact thing.
We need more Liquids.
Yeah, more Liquids.
How do we get more?
If I can put something out, if I can use like the secret, if I can put something out into the ether, we need more Jody B's and more Liquid lozenges.
That's because 2018 is the year of interactive bits.
Right.
Travis, we do have America's new favorite game show coming up after the break. Pretty excited about it.
It's been a long time. I'm very excited.
Travis,
as well.
It's either going to be good or bad. It's not just going to be okay. Going to be good or bad.
It can't be average.
No, no, no. This is not going to be average. It's either going to be great or shitty.
Fair enough.
Let's take our break. We'll be back. I think you're all pretty great. Some of you I like more than others, but you, I mean, not you. You're one of my favorites. The other ones, no. But you're great.
And the eagle has landed. I have so many questions to ask on YouTube.com. What does it mean to be connected? I keep asking myself whether or not I should be looking at my phone. My phone is my connection. My phone is a computer. I love being connected.
Aw, bitch.
You like those geek boxes because it's a surprise, right?
It's like Christmas.
However loosely they can apply the nerd moniker to anything in the pop culture sphere, they can then mail you t-shirts you won't wear and knick-knacky shit for franchises you don't even like that much. Get the bullshit box for the real surprise. For $25, you might get a Pop-Tart. You might get solid gold. We're not sending you gold, though. Not ever. The bullshit box. That's the real fucking surprise.
A romantic tale as old as time.
Tell the story.
No, you tell the story.
Happy anniversary next week.
Yeah.
Fucker.
That's right. I'm the Beardy. Matt, sitting across from me, is the Beast. Melanie.
Shut the fuck up. It's not working. Just stop it.
These are the joys of doing a show with your spouse.
Yay! Want my badge to smell like gun barrel?
Oh, I would love for your vagina to smell like gun barrel. Oh my god, are you kidding?
Listen live to Beardy and the Beast.
If I don't believe in it, can't do it. Will never do it. No amount of money can make me endure something that I'm not 100% behind.
Strangely, we like all the same pop culture bullshit that you like.
Now here's Drunk with a quick look at weather.
Expect temperatures in the high teens and the likelihood that you will die cold and alone earlier than you had hoped, and well before you were able to spend all the money you paid into Social Security. Your weekly forecast is cold, 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 and still not realizing your dreams or potential. Now back to the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks Internet Radio Program.
Before anyone gets upset, we're only saying funkin'. F-U-N-K-I-N.
Shittier. Shittier. Shittier.
That's Shittier. Right. Georgia King Village. Watch your set the butter. Spit rhymes like Kabuki. Funk up like some dookie. Warrior, just like Suzuki. Ah, chism. Man of steel organism. Combined with fat rhymes coming from my ball prism.
Shittier.
In my league hoopers don't act the age.
It Shittier.
Might be another dead boy front page.
Shittier.
I make more cash than the president. Not the bigger residence. Shaq is a man and that's evident. Irrelevant. What them critics say. Until they come rhyme, come act, come play. Get out the way. Or come trip into this rhyme funk. I'm not outrageous. Outrageous. Like the Buddha monk. It's about where you're from, not where you went. Look, New Jersey, represent, represent. Do the fullest, you best around. Use a dead man. Prepare for the red man.
Oh, under certain circumstances, red man will not be performing. But we got King coming from the death squad over the world. So you know what I'm saying, check it out. Never question who I am, black. I slam jams with red man Eric Sermon in the shack. I wreck this with reckless.
Word
check it.
Above and beyond the depths of physics. For biofeedback techniques. I speak over the beat.
Yeah.
So keep a true dog from the streets of New York. When you get outlined and chalk.
Shittier.
And
shittier.
Shittier.
Oh, man. Guys, welcome back. Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks Internet Radio Phone Program. 636-487 hand. WFOD show on Skype. Been a while since we played a game, Travis. Been a while.
Yeah, you know, real quick, you know what I've always felt? Listen, I'm a fan of the rapping, but the thing that I've always like, it doesn't offend me, but it makes me feel like they got an upper hand. The guys can be like, you heard what I said, black. And he's talking about his African-American brothers and sisters. But I feel like if a white rapper said, you know what I'm talking about, white, they would immediately be attacked. They're like...
Guys, I'm speaking exclusively to my white brothers.
Yeah, not you guys. Not everybody else. I'm just talking to you white people. Like, this is not a social commentary. I just always felt, every time I heard somebody say, like, it'd be different if somebody says, like, nigga or whatever. It doesn't make me feel as bad as when somebody says, you heard what I said, black.
Why isn't there a white entertainment channel?
No, that's not my point at all.
Travis is in the Klan.
It's not my point at all. It's just that phrase always, like, gave me, like, it always made me cringe. Like, I love the rap, and that one thing always just bothered me.
Curtis, that was notable hip-hop artist Shaquille O'Neal that we were listening to.
Nice. There.
And I was, guys, Shaq has promoted a lot of things.
Most recently, the General Insurance.
Yes, those commercials are fantastic.
And so seeing a Shaquille O'Neal commercial the other day prompted me to create America's new favorite game show.
He was Shazam, right?
You know who Shaquille O'Neal is.
Absolutely.
He was also Steel, the horrible adaptation of a DC comic superhero.
Like, he's like, yeah, Mark Henry, is that what it is or whatever?
John Henry.
John Henry. Thank you.
John Henry Irons. It was a fun play on the actual John Irons, Henry Irons thing.
So this new game show, it does have an introduction, if you guys are ready for it.
Yeah.
I'm into it.
Oh, nice introduction.
Sorry.
Nice
intro.
Is that it? Is that the introduction? This game sounds terrible.
15-time NBA All-Star Shaquille O'Neal has lended his likeness to many reputable brands over his illustrious career. Whether it be Ego headphones, Glucose Quick Sticks, which are essentially pixie sticks marketed towards diabetics, and of course, the Soup Nazi from Seinfeld's line of Soupman soups. But the question America has is, what won't Shaquille O'Neal promote?
The game is simple, you guys. I'm going to name a product. You each get the opportunity to guess whether Shaq was or was not their mascot.
Can I really quickly interject and say that's an amazing theme song for this game, and it felt very Danny Elfman-ish?
That's what they call me, like, Travis. They call me the Danny Elfman of podcasts. Soon coming to YouTube. So we're going to do 10 rounds. I do have a few tiebreakers you guys.
So is it he goes, I go, he goes, I go?
No. The way that this will work is you both get the opportunity to guess.
We just got to use our names as the buzzer?
No. You both guess.
Oh, okay.
And you'll just play against each other. If you're both wrong, you're both wrong. If you're right and he's wrong, cool.
Okay,
I'll defer to Drunk. Drunk can go first.
Why don't we take turns going first?
No. I'm taking the second half kickoff.
All right, guys. The first round of What Won't Shaquille O'Neal Promote? The Ring video doorbell. You hear it on podcasts a lot. It's a doorbell that you can when you press the doorbell, you can pull it up your front porch on your phone and look and see who's knocking on your door. Does Shaquille O'Neal promote the Ring video doorbell?
Yes.
Drunk says yes. Travis?
No. No, he does not.
You say no.
Correct.
Okay.
Hey, get your awesome sauce at ring.com.
Shaquille O'Neal does promote the Ring video doorbell.
I know the Ring video doorbell, and I feel like maybe I'm thinking of a knockoff that he did not endorse. Okay, all right, I'll take that.
Okay, are you guys ready for round two?
Mm-hmm.
Round two, Oreo cookies.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. Yes, he does. He does that weird dunk thing where they tip him upside down with the cookie and it goes into the thing.
With Christina Aguilera and all them, right?
Yep.
Hi, I'm Shaquille O'Neal, and this is my freestyle dunk. Milk and cookies. Eat these milk and cookies. Oreo. I love these milk and cookies.
I love Shaq. He's the best.
Now show us your dunk for a chance to win.
All right. So Drunk is winning 2-1. And what won't Shaq promote?
I do not remember the rap. I only remember them tipping him upside down to dunk the one single Oreo cookie into a glass of milk. That rap is amazing.
Round three, guys. Burger King. Does Shaq promote Burger King?
Yes.
No.
Travis says no. Drunk says yes.
The new Shack Pack. Grilled sourdough bacon cheeseburger, crispy fries with free warm cheddar cheese dipping sauce and a Coca-Cola classic.
You gotta have a Shack Pack, baby.
Shack! Travis.
I should have known better because Burger King will employ any washed up athlete to make like a fucking random burger that they can like say, hey, look, it's a XXX Green Bay Packer. You remember when this guy played in the league 25 years ago? Well, we got his burger.
Travis, you know, when you go to Walmart and they have those monster HDMI cables, it's like the high end monster cables.
Yeah, the ones that are just like every single other HDMI cable.
Yeah, but they say that they're really good and that you should spend $25 on them.
Right.
Travis, does Shaq promote the monster cables?
No, I feel like I'm at a disadvantage because I just screwed the pooch on the Burger King thing. And that's essentially what Shaq is doing, is he's promoting monster cable hamburgers through Burger. Yes, he does.
Drunk.
I also say yes.
Hello?
Hey, baby. What are you doing?
Gotta call you back. I'm in a meeting. Hit it! Hear a monster sound in a small speaker because size does matter.
That's right. Shaq does promote monster cables. So, Drunk.
What was the whole conversation with his broad in the beginning of that commercial? What was that? Like, had nothing to do with any. Like, hey, I'm in a meeting, and then he raps about monster cables?
All right, so Drunk is winning 4-2.
God damn it.
We're up to round five, guys, on what won't radio Shaquille O'Neal promote.
Radiohead, the one.
Nestle Crunch, guys. Does Shaquille O'Neal promote Nestle Crunch?
Yes.
I feel like yes, too.
Got a craving for a really great chocolate bar? Creamy, crispy, Nestle Crunch. When you gotta have chocolate, it's crunch time. Try the big Shaq size. More chocolate, more crunch.
Made a big one.
All right.
They made a big one.
So we are on round six, guys. I don't know if you're noticing a trend.
I feel like I really screwed up in the very beginning of the game because I now know that every answer to this game show is yes. Yes, Shaq does promote it. And
well, we're not through 10 yet.
So. We're not through 10 yet, Travis. Okay. Round six, Starbucks coffee.
Ooh, yes.
Drunk, yep. Does Shaq promote Starbucks coffee?
Yes.
Travis?
Yep.
You both say yes on this one, huh?
Mocha, the Mocha Shaka or some shit.
Coffee. Growing up in my household, never seen a black person drink coffee. So it was my thought process that black people didn't drink coffee. You know, we always used to see the commercials, fill it to the rim with brim. We used to see the commercials, but in my house, it was always sweet tea, hot chocolate. I never seen a person. So I thought I didn't drink coffee. So anyway, Howard says, Shaq, I want to give you the opportunity to go in with me and open up these Starbucks franchises in African-American communities. I looked at great Howard Schultz's face and said, black people don't drink coffee, sir. I don't think it's going to work.
Shaq does not promote Starbucks coffee because black people do not drink coffee, you guys.
That's very racist. Is he also saying black people don't swim?
Oh, I wish he does.
So there are no's in this game, apparently, Drunk. There are no's. You both got that one wrong. Number seven, Travis threw out a spoiler earlier, but the General Insurance.
Yes.
Yep.
Yep. We love the General.
Right. Shaq does promote for prosperity's sake. Here we go.
The General is a strong, solid company that has provided low-cost auto insurance for more than 50 years. Their financial strength is...
Right, right. Okay.
Oh, no, Shaq. I want to hear you got to have the phone number.
Okay.
Excellent.
The monthly payments are low, and you can get immediate proof of insurance.
Get your anonymous online quote and ride with the General.
Cut. Didn't we get
special effects
advertised on the Wheelbarrow for a six?
For a great rate you can get online, go to the General and save some time.
There we go. That's what I was looking for. This week's WFOD show is brought to you by General, the general.com for all of your insurance needs.
So, Travis, here, this one's tricky. This one's tricky. Now, Shaq has promoted lots of products, but does Shaq endorse political people? Will Shaq do commercials for politicians? Governor Chris Christie. Does Shaq promote Governor Chris Christie, guys?
No.
I say no as well.
You guys both say no. There's no way that Shaq would put his name on Chris Christie's campaign, right?
That means he does.
I mean, Chris Christie's in New Jersey. Like, what does that have to do with Shaq? Chris Christie's a Republican. This doesn't even make sense, does it?
I don't endorse many politicians, but Chris Christie is different. He's working with me to bring jobs back to our cities and on a new program to help kids in tough neighborhoods get ahead. Governor Christie's provided more funding for schools, giving parents more choices on what schools their kids can go to, and merit pay for good teachers. He's a good man.
This is when he was running for president.
He's a great man. Please join me in supporting Chris Christie, the governor.
Our cities? Is Shaq from New Jersey?
No.
What the fuck is he talking about then, our cities?
Doesn't make sense, does it?
Doesn't make any sense.
Okay, here's an easy one, guys.
That's why I stand by my vote no.
Does Shaquille O'Neal promote Radio Shack?
Yes.
Yes.
It doesn't get any bigger than this.
The big, big sale. Now at Radio Shack. You've got questions, we've got answers.
I got a question for the folks at Radio Shack. Who's in charge of spelling around here?
See, now that was a visual bit, Travis, because Radio Shack is spelled S-H-A-C-K.
Like a shack. Like a shack.
But then they
like
change it to S-H-A-Q. That's clever.
So did I win that 8-6?
You guys both got that one. So you are currently winning 7-5.
Well, one more left. Gotcha.
There's no win here. Speaking of, I think that Shaq needs to do a Love Shaq parody, you know, the B-52 song, now that that Radio Shack commercial just aired.
So round 10, the last round. Now remember, black people don't drink coffee drunk.
Right.
They don't drink it. Does Shaquille O'Neal promote Krispy Kreme donuts?
Yes.
Yeah.
Do you know why I'm saying surprise?
No.
Because it's original Glazer's 80th birthday.
Wow. Happy birthday.
Yeah. Happy birthday.
O'Neal does do Krispy Kreme donuts. Here's the tiebreakers. We also
this
have
is how I go from
Gold
Shaquille
Bond,
yeah,
to Shaquille.
Gold Bond, yes, definitely.
Icy Hot.
If you suffer from back pain, too. You really need to check.
Which that is a conflict of interest, isn't it? Icy Hot and Gold Bond, it's a different company.
It's called Smart Relief from Icy Hot.
Sweaty. Foot.
He also has a Las Vegas phone app.
My Vegas, great games, real rewards. And me. Play it today.
Yeah, so.
You remember back in the day when him and Akeem Olajuwon did the Taco Bell commercials? Crunchy. Soft.
Yeah, I thought Taco Bell would be too easy.
Yeah,
Pepsi would be too easy.
Much like, was it not Mike Tyson, maybe Mike Singletary. I believe Shaq had his own G.I. Joe mail-in figure, too.
So, did we learn anything from this game?
Yeah. Shaq will promote literally anything, and we need to get him on the show talking about.
You know. I'm kind of a shill. I'll promote anything.
This
too.
Is Shaquille O'Neal promoting the Real Bad for Digs in every program. No, back when I. It's really big, like me.
Back when I was getting those rebounds.
I bet we could get Shaq.
Catch him on YouTube.
I couldn't shoot a free throw, but, you know, I was good at dunking. Just like the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks Internet radio program is good at dunking a good show in your ears every week.
Listen to the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks Internet radio program. It's a slam dunk.
So I liked it. I think you won with your little bit tonight.
You like that one?
I liked that bit.
It was good?
Yeah. Well, mostly because I won, but
you did win. The final score was 8-6.
So you know, that's the thing. We should have figured this was the case, seeing as, you know, didn't they make an entire movie or at least a scandal around him when he was in college about taking payouts from people while he was playing college ball?
Well, the guy is massive. I mean, that it's body huge. Was made for athletic competition.
And promoting goods.
And yeah, promoting he's goods.
He's kind of slow, though, so basketball was pretty much the only thing I think he was going
to do. That body
why,
was,
why do you think he went to LSU, Travis?
That body was made for being on TV when somebody is having a big right. deal.
You don't need the greatest of grades to get into LSU, so.
Travis, are you familiar with 80s recording artist Mick Smiley?
I am not familiar with a gentleman named Mick Smiley.
Travis, I'm going to play you Mick Smiley's song, the song that you will know Mick Smiley from, and we're going to see if this jogs your memory. Okay. Do you remember this song, Travis? Travis, in 1984, Mick Smiley released this song, and then he put it out there as like a demo, trying to get a record deal. Did not get a record deal. This was the only song Mick Smiley recorded. Do you recognize the song?
No.
Well, I'll tell you, you do know this song.
What do I know it from?
Well, if you don't stop talking over the goddamn words.
I'm sorry. Give it a second. It was never released as a single. They never made a music video. It was never anywhere else except a movie soundtrack. Travis, this is in a movie. Do you know what movie it was in?
I feel like I should.
Okay. Now, if I fast forward. Now, this song goes on for a while.
Okay, give me to the part that I would recognize.
At the 2 minute and 19 second, you're going to know what it is instantly, Travis. We're at 2:08. Let me know when you know what it is, Travis. Do you have it yet?
Oh, yeah. Yes, I do. Is that that part in Ghostbusters when shit's going crazy?
It's when they turned off the thing and all the ghosts started flying around.
They were all starting to come out of the station. Yeah.
I was watching Ghostbusters the other day and this song came up and I was like, oh, I remember this song.
So nobody would give this guy a record deal, but they took 40 seconds of the end of his song that had nothing to do with the rest of it and played on Ghostbusters?
This song has a prominent 90-second spot in Ghostbusters with no talking over it. It's just in the movie. It was on the soundtrack. Guy never got a record contract. Nothing ever happened. And he just went into obscurity. It didn't do anything. Now he's a wedding DJ.
One of the biggest movies of all time, his song was featured in. And
I mean, with the exception of the Ghostbusters theme song, this song has, like, the biggest part in the movie.
Yeah, I don't really recall any other music in Ghostbusters besides the theme song and this montage when the ghosts are all flying out.
Right. I just thought it was interesting that this guy, like, never did anything other than this one song that somehow got in the Ghostbusters movie. Like, the producer of the movie somehow got this guy's demo and put it in the movie.
Wouldn't you think they would just come up with their own similar sound for that scene instead of using this?
This guy lives off of his wedding DJ business and royalties from being in the Ghostbusters movie.
He gets like a $40 check every 3 years from Ghostbusters. Right. Wouldn't you think, even though this guy, say most of his music was like the beginning of that song, wouldn't you immediately, as soon as your song was featured in Ghostbusters, put out a new album that sounded exactly like that 90-second clip from that one song and do a whole album of that?
Well, I mean,
hey, as featured in Ghostbusters.
Just cover it at this point.
Right.
The guy hasn't done anything. Just cover it. You could be the Ghostbusters guy. You can't even find him. He doesn't even go by that name anymore. Guy lives out in fucking Tampa, doesn't talk to anybody unless some like big Ghostbusters fan like tracks him down and just says like, "Hey man, what have you been up to?" He goes, "Nothing. Nothing.
I don't, should we get him on the show?
I don't do anything now." No, he doesn't. He doesn't like when people ask him about it.
Yeah,
he's bitter about it. Doesn't like it.
Can you imagine what a amazing wedding DJ he must be?
Must be a like good one, right?
Just completely bitter and angry about his music career that doesn't exist. He's like sees people happy all the time. He's just like pissed. You'd hate to have him booked for like an actual musician's wedding when he starts spinning discs for these guys and sees somebody very successful in the music industry and he's had the one song in Ghostbusters, but he's regulated to playing the chicken dance at somebody's wedding.
That can't be like a job that you get a lot of joy from. I wouldn't imagine
a DJ.
No, I don't. I mean, you do it long enough, and you're playing the same goddamn songs. I mean, how many times can you hear the Casper slide before you just want to blow your brains out?
If you're into your job, I mean, it could be fun.
I guess if you're an owner operator, like how bad could it really be? Even if it is the same thing over and over and over
again,
right?
You're not necessarily doing just weddings. I mean, you right, it's like, go it's like bars Eric Clapton, and whatnot. And...
Right, it's like Eric Clapton playing "You Look Wonderful Tonight" for the last 30 years, 40 years. You know, is he sick of it? Probably, but also people paid a lot of money to see him do that. So.
Yeah, and I mean, you know, you wrote it. And, you know, you show up and play it and everybody knows the words to it. And you got to get a bit of a vibe out of that. But at the same time, you show up, you do the fourth wedding of the week. And you got to act like you're really excited that the mom and son-in-law are going to dance to...
Crazy bitch.
Yep, that's what they usually dance to.
And the daughter wonders who she just married.
Travis, do we have a sexual assault watch?
Oh man, can I tell you I haven't been keeping up?
That's a shame, Travis. You missed some doozies. I don't think we talked about Aziz Ansari.
What?
Oh, Aziz? That's right. Aziz got it.
Aziz Ansari met a gal at a party, brought her back to her place. I think he gave her cunnilingus and then said, "Hey, okay, I'm going to go get a condom." And she said, "No, I don't want to have sex." And he said, "Oh, okay." And then they watched two episodes of Seinfeld and he called an Uber for her. And that's a thing, I guess. I might be leaving some stuff out, but I think that was pretty much the gist of it. I mean,
no, I think even from her, that's pretty much exactly what I heard.
Yeah,
and I also James.
So
Franco,
he didn't do anything.
James Franco was also brought up in the news this last couple of weeks.
This is what I read about the James Franco, Travis. I read that he had a class that he was teaching actors and actresses. And when parts came up, he sent the casting call to women that he had taught in the class to play prostitutes in his television show about prostitution.
Yep.
And I think that they were like offended that he thought that they should be prostitutes.
Well, the first report that I heard was from a lady that actually did get the job. And she said that even though he said up front and it was in the contract that there would be nudity and she got paid for it and agreed to do it, she felt like he was taking his position of power too far. Mm. That was the first thing that I had saw about the James Franco thing was she agreed to do nudity in a show. She got paid to do nudity in a show. But after she was done, felt like he abused his power.
Has it just gone too far?
Yes.
You know, Travis, when Christmas is over, the department stores, they all put their clearance stuff on sale. And it, I think it starts off at like 50% off, and it goes to 75% off. And eventually it's like 95% off, right? And when you get to that 95% off stuff, you know, when the weeks have gone on and a lot of the good sexual assaults are gone, and you, I mean, people jumped at it at 50%. You know, we had guys pulling their dicks out and jacking off in front of people, and we had, you know, big guys and stuff. And now we're getting down to that 95% off when, like, Aziz Ansari is performing cunnilingus on a willing participant who wanted a relationship and didn't get one. Yeah, it didn't get a blowjob back.
That's amazing for a gentleman to unreciprocated perform oral sex.
Yeah, we're like getting those Christmas ornaments that like are missing a leg. And you're like, you know, it's only like 15 cents. And it was like $9 new. That was a good ornament at one point. Maybe right. I could make it a leg for only 15 cents.
Yeah, yeah, those are two rough ones, man. I don't.
Anyway, I might be missing something. There might be like a whole bunch of sexual assault that I'm missing. But I think that like we're out of them now. We're
so far removed from these things, too. Maybe they were more, more severe than we're led on to believe. But like I think you're right. I think we're beyond the points of the big ones, because I think the big ones were outed pretty quickly, and now we're just scraping the bottom of the barrel for to do the Me Too or
like we still want the Christmas clearance to be there, but I mean at this point it's just the scraps that we could probably just throw away and clear out that aisle and get ready for Valentine's Day, Travis. Yeah,
you're going to get credit from corporate. Just send it back.
Just get the Valentine's Day stuff out, guys. It's done. Like we did the black dress at the Golden Globes thing. Right.
Get the Easter.
Sexual assault is over. We fixed it.
Yeah, it's all good now. They have like a Women's League of SAG-AFTRA voters or some shit. So Kristen Bell is heading that up. So I think we're good to go now.
And we're good.
So at this point, there's been so many of them. I guess our bit next week could be: is he a rapist?
And
you just get 10 guys and then you ask, is he a rapist? And me and Travis will be yes or no.
I had a bit idea that I was workshopping that was, because they brought out Kirk Douglas the other day. Like Catherine Zeta-Jones rolled Kirk Douglas out the other day. And, I mean, there's rumors that there was a gal that he fucking raped. And I guess we forgot about that one. And, you know, I just saw that Rob Lowe is going to be in Super Troopers 2. Didn't he, like, rape a young teenage girl?
He had a very very public sex tape with a young gal in the I think early to mid 90s, and he disappeared for a while and then came back and we forgive him,
right? Rob like Lowe, his the whole Rob Lowe roast was like nothing but him.
Jimmy Page actually saw like a 14-year-old girl at a party that he liked, and he like tossed her in the back of a limo and made her like a basement bitch. Like he took her to the basement and just kept her for a couple of years. And then like she eventually was just like, okay, let's get married. And so she just thought it was romantic after 2 years that he had held her captive because he was so in love with her. And I mean, like, yeah, Pete Townsend had kiddie porn on his computer and he said that he was investigating his documentary. We never saw that documentary, Pete. Never saw it. What I'm saying is I think everybody's garbage. Everybody's pretty much awful. And there's probably a ton of those. And so maybe we don't need like a constant reminder. I thought like, you know, it'd be like a weekly bit, you know, the, hey, just remember everyone's garbage bit. Mm-hmm. But we don't need to do that.
I don't even think we need the reminder. I think every day in existence on this planet is just a reminder about how everybody's garbage. So we should probably just bring the positive, right? Some people aren't garbage.
And St. Patrick's Day is coming like right behind Valentine's Day.
So I'm just stoked.
Super clear cool. out the fucking aisle.
My beard's a fucking ready right now.
Yeah, thank yeah. We don't have any more room for Christmas stuff. Just clear it out. Get those green hats.
Some corned beef and cabbage.
Right.
Lucky Shamrock.
One time a year I eat that. St. Patrick's Day, it's coming.
It's going to be delicious.
Travis, do you have a pick of the week? You have something you want people to know about?
Travis's pick of the week this week is Old Smoky's Mango Habanero Whiskey. It's a lovely beverage that's sweet with a little bit of spice on the back end. We discovered it on our latest trip to Buffalo Wild Wings, where they came up with this really, really fancy name for a cocktail. They had it in their seasonal insert. And I was like, oh, that sounds great. And the wife had one, and I took a little sip, and I'm like, holy shit, that's really good. So I says to the bartender, hey, you know this cocktail with this funny name that you guys have that my wife just drank? What's in this? I got to know what's in this. We got to make this at home. And he's like, oh, well, it's pretty simple. Let me go get the bottle. And he brings back Old Smoky's Mango Habanero Whiskey, and he says, here it is. And I said, oh, well, what else is in it? And he said, well, it's just like this and mist, and we throw some mint leaves in there, and that's it. And I said, that's your fancy cocktail that you guys claim to come up with? And he said, yep, it's just this with some wash. And I said, okay, thanks for the info. It is delicious. I bought a bottle, and it is you can make Buffalo Wild Wing quality cocktails in your own home by just purchasing Old Smoky's Mango Habanero Whiskey. Put a little bit of your favorite white soda in there. Crush up some.
They really made it their fresh, own.
Yeah, some fresh mint leaves, and it's quite delicious.
And you could probably just have it on the rocks, huh?
I don't know that I would. I think the white soda probably really kind of sets it off.
Okay.
Guys, in a couple of days, my pick of the week is Todd Glass has a new comedy special coming out on Friday, I believe, on Netflix. So.
Oh, he's filming it on Friday.
No. It's actually coming out.
It's filming it this Friday, and it's going to be live cast on Netflix.
No, I don't think that's how it goes. I think they already filmed it.
Reach out to Todd Glass on Twitter and ask him how this works.
Yeah, I think he's put out a couple of clips of it. It looks pretty funny. Todd Glass, friend of the show, Travis.
Friend of the show.
Do you have your Todd Glass voicemail still? Did you save it?
Wish I did, and until I realized that my cell provider deletes old voicemails unless you re-up them, that makes me very sad, because the Todd Glass voicemail that I had on my phone was a good 2 to 3 minutes long, with him giving me his phone number, telling me not to give it to my grandparents, but he wanted to talk to us.
There's a guy, the guy's name is Blake Wexler. He's a comedian that befriended Todd Glass like 12 years ago, and he's putting out a comedy album called Voicemails from Todd Glass to Blake Wexler. And all it is a collection of 12 years worth of voicemails that he's gotten from Todd Glass, and he's putting it out as an album. And I don't know why anyone would listen to it, but I kind of want to listen to it.
Listen, I don't recall if I played the voicemail that he sent me to you. I think I did, but it was a comedy special in and of itself. So if he's been getting, you know, years worth of Todd Glass voicemails, they're probably amazing. And I'll tell you, the Todd Glass appearance on this show is probably one of the only reasons I still do this show to this day. Because it was one of the best times that I ever had, and he was a fucking joy.
Travis, lots of good times to come.
Drunk, do you have a pick of the week?
It's the year of bits, Travis.
Yeah, sure. My pick of the week is the Po' Boys podcast. Next month is podcast month, and I was invited to be on that one. So
you're going to be a guest on a podcast?
I've already been a guest, and it will be coming out.
What are you talking about?
February.
What happened?
I know, right?
Drunk. Is this your first time being a guest on somebody's podcast?
This is.
Drunk, you were a guest on a podcast?
I was a guest on a podcast in preparation for podcast month.
Unprecedented.
Wow.
This is
so you guys are slacking. You better get on it.
Wow.
Like, you're ready. You're right. 2018 is a special year. We've already hit a milestone. Drunk has been a guest on a podcast.
Drunk, Jody is posted in the chat. Jody is the host of the Po' Boys podcast. He just posted in the chat, uploading now. That will not be in podcast month, Drunk.
Oh, yeah, you can't include that.
Well, it's still my pick of the week. Go listen to us on
Drunk. It's going to be in January. Podcast. It's going to be in January. Christ. That's
you're going to have to do it again or something, or find another podcast to be on. Because...
Or he could repost it in February. Right?
Drunk. February's podcast month. Drunk.
We'll make it happen.
Didn't you tell him?
Somebody else will get me.
Didn't you tell him that February was podcast month?
I'm a big git. All right.
He's got to release it immediately.
He's got to get that out. He's got to promote
it
on YouTube.
To interview me.
Listen, if you have a podcast and you want to celebrate podcast month, Drunk is available for chats.
Did you dish dirt? Like, did you get behind the scenes? Did you tell him our secrets?
I just told him about how amazing of a person that you were.
I'm going to have to listen to that one.
It was kind of crazy. We actually talked for like an hour and a half, hour 45 minutes or something.
Why'd you talk so long?
You listen
we were
to
having
the show
a good time.
If I need to bother.
We just shooting the shit.
Travis, what if
an hour and 45.
What if he told all of our secrets? I bet Jody asked him some like really penetrating questions.
I feel like we're an open book, so if you've ever listened to this show, there are no secrets to be had.
Travis, we have a lot of secrets, Travis.
I have secrets personally, but I don't know if I could dish anything on the show that nobody would know about.
Travis, I listened to Jody's podcast. I don't think it was this past one. I think it was the week before, and he had his wife on, and he just talked to his wife for an hour and a half. I feel like I would listen to his wife's podcast.
Well, there you go. He should have a Po' Boys podcast presents Jody B's wife.
His wife has an exotic accent.
No, she doesn't.
She does. Well, I mean, it's like a country
it's a
accent.
Southern.
It's a southern
a drawl, if you will.
Yeah, I'm a sucker for an accent.
And I've been rewatching Deadwood this last
She's
week.
She's a Southern Belle,
cord,
if you will.
A I'd Southern really Belle. Yeah, I'm a sucker for an accent. Oh, Deadwood?
Yeah.
See, but they're faking it. You know they're faking it. It's not as good.
You can tell. Yeah, you can tell. Although I can't tell so much. Timothy Olyphant doesn't even try because apparently he's from, like, you know, like Canada or some shit. So he doesn't even try to do, like, a southern accent because I think they're in, like, the Dakotas or some shit. But there's plenty of people in that show that are obviously faking it.
Travis, a long time ago, there was pornography film star. Her name is Roxy Giselle, I think is her name. And she's not really very attractive. She's not a great looking gal. She kind of has a jewel teeth.
That's snaggle tooth, if you will.
She must have a shtick though, right?
She has an accent, Travis. I have a clip of Roxy Hello? Giselle.
Hello.
What's your name?
My name is Roxy. I'm from London. I flew over here because I really wanted to be in your films.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And I think she knows. I think she knows.
Like
because
a casting couch one? Is that like fake agent or something?
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, she says, you know, cock.
Yeah.
She doesn't say cock. She says cock.
A lot of times that's all I need is an accent. It doesn't even really matter how attractive.
She didn't even have to take her clothes off.
It's all good.
Needs the accent. We're good.
It's an accent. Drunk.
Yes,
should
sir.
Start doing the podcast with an accent.
All right, Governor.
I knew Governor? He was going to do the Governor.
Governor. He's nothing but predictable, Travis.
As soon as he said it, I was like, here comes Governor.
Cheerio. Right.
Drunk is the most predictable man in podcasting.
Book me whenever. I'll be on your show.
When
podcast month is coming.
When you listen to Drunk's guest appearance on the Po' Boys podcast, drink every time he makes a movie quote.
I don't think I actually made any movie
like
quotes.
Like if he quotes Shrek, you get to drink.
Yeah, like Austin Powers or Adam Sandler or Shrek.
Oh, behave. Do not go in there. Somebody stop me.
Woo!
want to touch the hymie.
I did almost give him my wife because he said my wife, but I did refrain from giving the my wife.
My wife.
Oh boy. Yeah. If you're a podcaster, make sure you get your bookings in for Drunkard STL as soon as possible, because he's in high demand.
Right. And hey, a reminder to everybody, we're back on iTunes, so go ahead and tell your friends to jump on our RSS feed and subscribe.
Yeah, for the love of Christ, if you subscribe to iTunes, like on iTunes, then when we get kicked off of it, you still get the show. It still took people that were subscribed, gave them the new shows, but you couldn't find it in the store.
And if you are subscribed, just know that all the amount of work that we put in behind the scenes to keep you subscribed, I think we deserve a little something.
Shittier! Travis.
Shittier.
Shittier. It is a bullshit excuse. Bullshit excuse. All but right. What are you going to do?
Soon to be new catchphrase.
Shittier!
I want you to know it's over.
Well, bye.
For listening, join us live every Monday night at 9/8 Central on strangelabel.com. Listen to our back catalog on iTunes, Stitcher, or our website, wfodicks.com. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at wfodicks. Give us a call at 636-487-HAND. Email us at wfodshow@gmail.com. Special thanks as always to our Patreon sponsors, Brian Kranz, Liquid Lozenge, Harry Balls Anya, and Jody B. If you like what you heard, tell a friend. Be back next week, motherfucker.
Hey guys, Mike here. We have a Patreon now. I know. You've changed, Mike. Look, we're not going to make a thing about this. The show is happening whether you contribute money to it or not. But if you want to throw a buck or two at the dudes who make that thing you like, there it is. We're rewarding you, too, with 5-minute shows about whatever you want, shout-outs, stuff like that. Go to WFODix.com and find it in the Extras tab. Rate us 5 stars on iTunes, too. Fuck. I have changed.